with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom from the CBS show, Man with the Plan, my guy Kevin Nealon. Welcome to the show, Kevin. How are you?
Thanks, Mario. How you doing, buddy? Looks like you just played some basketball.
Oh, no. It's still a little toasty outside, so the beauty of doing radio, you can just kind of roll in and
whatever. We got this thing called air conditioning where we live.
Yes, no, I do too. I just kind of run hot. Where are you coming from right now? Where are you speaking to me from?
I'm in Los Angeles, the west side.
Okay, but you're at home, an office, or I'm always curious.
I'm in my office, yeah.
Nice. I saw on your IG you recently had shoulder surgery. How are you feeling, man?
I've been kind of out of it. You know, I was supposed to call you yesterday, but got the timing all wrong.
That's all right.
I apologize because I was on painkillers, but I tried to go without painkillers yesterday, and it didn't happen.
Yeah, no, I know. Would you have a rotator cuff or your labrum, or what was it?
I wish it was. It was the whole shoulder.
The whole shoulder. Did you have an accident or just a wear and tear?
You know what? I like to say it was from football because I was quarterback in college and I played rugby and soccer.
Oh, look at that.
But I think it's genetic. I think it really is genetic.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well,
so it was like, it's just arthritis in the shoulder.
To a speedy recovery.
Hopefully well, thank you. Soon. It's really weird too, because I'm only like 32.
Yeah. Fantastic.
But Mario, I miss you because I miss working on the road because whenever I check into a hotel, I turn on TV. There you are talking about the movies available.
Okay, good. I hope you look at it as a friendly face and a friend of yours that's welcoming you into your room and, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of like you're on my team. You're like saying, you made it, Kevin. Good for you now. Rest up and do your show.
Yeah, rest up. You got a good, you got a big night ahead, pal. Rest up. I'm going to give you a thumbs up the next time.
Nice.
Speaking of show, let's talk about this live stream comedy special coming up. Kevin Nealon, Behind the Mask. Now, how is this going to work? Are you going to be able to see everyone or?
There's some people I'll be able to see. They're really kind of perfecting it as they go along. You know, I've seen some shows where there'll be a stand up on a stage and then there'll be a whole wall of people, you know, on Zoom watching from behind. Mm-hmm. And this one, I'm not sure exactly how it's going to be. I think there'll be maybe a room with about 30 people in there.
And have you been doing these stand up shows at all during the pandemic or are those sort of drive-in shows? Is this the first time?
First time since March. Last place I worked was in Tacoma.
Wow. So this will be nice. Yeah. Getting back up there and stuff.
There's a two drink minimum as well. So people have to make sure they stock their refrigerator with two drinks.
I like that rule. I like that rule at all. Do you have to adjust at all with certain timing, you know, because are you factoring in holding for laughs or any sort of feedback or how's
it
that
is
work?
It's a little bit different. I did one of those drive-in things. I opened for a friend of mine, Brad Paisley.
Hmm. Yeah,
it was a drive. It was in the Nissan Arena in Nashville. And so there's like 600 cars out there and people. And so the laughter isn't as immediate.
Right.
You know? So you kind of have to wait a little bit and just kind of assume where the laughs are going to be. But don't assume too much.
Right. Do they honk? Or is it just because that would get annoying, imagine, if they keep honking?
Surprisingly, though, they did not honk. Maybe, you know, if you ask them to honk, they'll honk.
Right.
But they did charge the stage. They charged the stage a few times with the cars.
That could be fun. You also just appeared on that HBO show Room 104, where you kind of flipped the script on the 90s sitcom. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that's a great series. It's on HBO. I think it's streaming now, my episode. We check in. It's about all these people that stay in this one room in this motel and what happens to them. It's kind of like a Twilight Zone sort of a thing.
Huh.
And mine, it became a sitcom. We checked into this room and all of a sudden I was in a sitcom and I couldn't get out of it.
Oh my gosh. Well, that could be good if you're getting paid. You're a sitcom, you gotta get out of it.
I hope it gets picked up.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of which, let's talk Man with a Plan, 4 seasons on CBS. They unfortunately didn't choose to bring it back. It seemed like a surprise. It had a loyal audience and a funny show. Yeah. But that's still a pretty nice, successful run.
It was a great run. I really enjoyed it. And working with Matt LeBlanc was great. I learned so much from him. He's so funny. Mm. He's so, he's got so much experience under his belt. I thought I knew a lot about sitcoms and, you know, sitcom acting. But, man, he really showed me a lot. So it was a fun show.
Oh, that's cool when it's a good experience. And checking out your IMDb, your very first role was on the show Scarecrow and Mrs. King. I totally remember that show. Do you remember being on that set for the first time?
I do. I was terrified. And I remember there was one word I had to say, which I had trouble saying, and it was incendiary.
Incendiary, and that's incendiary a tough word.
Device. Yeah. That's the only line I practiced. Like 1,000 times. Incendiary device.
Incendiary device. Ooh, that's a lot. It's funny how things stick with you, huh? The first one.
Yeah, really
funny.
And that was my, yeah.
What about SNL? Do you keep up watching it every once in a while or just when you hear certain things that...
I record it. And then if I hear something good about it, if there's somebody on there I want to see, I watch it. But it's kind of like, it stresses me out because I know they're under the bleachers getting changed in a hurry to do the next sketch. You know what I mean? And
right.
And I know all the work that's gone into it. So it's kind of like, it's exhausting for me.
Sure.
To watch.
You can sympathize, of course.
Yeah.
And how old's your son now?
He's 13.
Nice. What's he into?
He's into, he loves playing Minecraft with his buddies. He loves building Legos. He's really great with the Legos. He'll get down on the rug and he'll just be focused for like, you know, hours just building and building.
He'd get along
with
my son.
But I do remember, and I think I told you this before, that when he was younger, we used to read him a lot of books, and one of them was yours on the taco.
Oh, thank you. That's so cool.
Mud Taco or something. Yeah.
Yeah, the Mud Tacos books. Oh, that's so nice. Thanks, Kevin.
I love that book. Yeah. So thanks for writing that.
Oh, thank you. Really cool. So clearly he's got fantastic taste. I love that kid. Hey, before I let you go, Kevin, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Ready? Favorite show you've binged during quarantine?
Narcos, Mexico.
Right? That was a good one.
Yeah.
All-time favorite stand-up?
Pardon me?
All-time favorite stand-up.
Oh, all-time favorite stand-up. Ooh, that's a tough one. I think Andy Kaufman.
Hmm. Okay. Celebrity crush growing up?
Barbara Eden, I Dream of Jeannie.
There you go. That little midriff action.
Right?
Yeah.
And who plays you in the Kevin Nealon story? Who are you casting?
So you have to be alive.
I mean, it'd make for a better movie.
It would help.
But wait, who were you going to go with if he was dead?
They could be dead.
Who are you going to go with, like Marlon Brando? Or?
A lot of people tell me that I remind them of Fred McMurray.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But I would probably go with... Ooh, I'm going to go ahead and say, I don't know if we can get him or not, but Christian Bale.
There you go. Solid action. I could see that too, by the way.
I'd watch that.
That would be really intense.
Yes. Really, really intense. Well, Kevin, it's always great catching up with you, man. And good luck. I hope you heal quickly.
Thanks, buddy. I'm excited about this live stream thing on September 12th. I have a surprise opener. We're not going to announce who he is until next week.
Nice. That's right. Everyone, please be sure to check out Kevin Nealon, Behind the Mask. That is going down September 12th. OwenMario.com for tickets and all the info. Thanks again, pal. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Mario.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
On with Mario Lopez.